The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 10 through 20. Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord God Almighty, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Now, today we have an interesting story from Jesus. Jesus is teaching the people about the understanding that he has, an understanding that runs contrary to the understanding of the Pharisees and the religious leader of his day, contrary to what the ancient peoples believed. In the ancient world, and in Judaism especially, it was believed that what came into you was what made you unclean. That's why the dietary regulations and how you prepared food was so very important. And so you had to watch what happened. You had to watch what you took in. You had to watch what you ate. You had to watch what you drink. What came in was what made you dirty, defiled, and unclean. Jesus challenged that perspective directly. Jesus challenged it and said, it's not what comes in that makes you dirty, unclean, and defiled. It's what comes out. What comes out of the body. What comes out of your heart and of your soul. That is what makes you unclean. It's what makes you dirty. Jesus challenged the prevailing understanding. So have Christians throughout our history. We've challenged it by the things that we've done, the things that we've said. There have been many different denominations of Christianity. The Methodist approach is one which looks towards God's grace as transforming our lives, looks towards God's presence as transforming us. Nothing that we do, but what God does within us. The challenge that we have is to look and to see and to know that when God's grace is alive within us, what comes out of us must coordinate with it. What comes out of us in our words, in our deeds, what comes out of us in our profession and in our action must be coordinated with God's grace. It's not what comes in that defiles us, as Jesus said. It's what comes out, what goes out towards others. The history of the faith of our church, which you can read here on this sign, is one of proclaiming the love of God for all. It's one of proclaiming the love and the grace of Jesus Christ towards all, without regard for who you are or where you're from or what you've done. Instead, it's a proclamation of God's grace for all. That's our history, a history that is articulated here on this sign, a history that you can see articulated in the contents of this time capsule that's down here at its foot.
a history that can be affirmed from the building of this building, a history that encapsulates all that we are. As Methodists, we believe that the grace of God is more powerful than any failing of our own, and that God's grace can transform us and make what comes out of us be a reflection of God's love, not just for us, but for the entire world. That is the beauty of Wesley's understanding of the Christian faith. It's the part of the reform movement that he started in the Church of England, which then continued in the Methodist societies in the United Kingdom and here in the United States. An understanding that it's not what goes in, but what can go out that can threaten to defile us. Are our words words of judgment or words of hope? Are they words of condemnation or are they words of grace and peace? That's what we are confronted with in passages like today's, where Jesus says that it's not what goes in that defiles, it's what goes out. What is coming out of us today? As a people of faith, as a community of faith, is it a word of grace and hope and love and peace? Or is it a word of judgment and condemnation? My prayer for us here at First United Methodist Church in Farmersville, and my prayer for all Christians everywhere, is that our message would be one of grace and peace and hope and love, not judgmentalism and condemnation. You see, the church is like us as individuals. What goes into the church is often people who need transforming, need forgiveness, need to be confirmed and converted by God's grace. What goes into the church are people who are hurting, people who are in need, people who are in need of God's touch in their very hearts. What comes out through these doors should be people who've been transformed by God's grace, transformed to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus to a world that needs to hear forgiveness and hope, peace, and about the love of God. We go in needing to receive that word. We go in needing to receive God's grace. We come out to share it with all. That's the challenge. Just as what we take in can hurt us, when we enter a place where God's grace can transform us. It's not so much what we eat and drink that defiles us. Jesus was very clear about that. It's what comes out of us that makes us dirty. What's coming out of the church today? What's coming out of our family of faith? Is it a word and a deed of God's grace and hope and love? Or does it not reflect God's love for others? Let us ask ourselves that question. What are we as a community of faith doing to relate, to convey to others the love and acceptance of Jesus Christ for all? That is what we must ask ourselves today.
May we be a people typified not by judgment and condemnation and finger pointing, but a people that recognizes God's love for all, and the message must be proclaimed to and for all. May we be a people that does this here, and not just in our own community and amongst ourselves, but out abroad, beyond the confines of our building, beyond the confines of our community, beyond the confines of this county, beyond the confines of this state, throughout the whole world. May we be part of a community of faith, a church that professes God's love to and for all. And in so doing, we give glory to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say,
let me dwell.